Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, all in association with our lovely friends at Hutton View Care Home. Now, I've got Anita and Lorraine from St Francis Hospice on the phone right now, who are one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. And Lorraine, you want to talk about a winter raffle that you're doing recently, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. We've just launched our winter raffle at St Francis Hospice, and we're really hoping that one of your listeners might be one of our lucky winners. The top prize is £8,000, so that could really make someone's Christmas.
Yeah, it would do.
Yeah, absolutely. If you could just go online and buy your tickets, that would be amazing. There's an early bird deadline of the 29th of October, and if you get in before that, you get entered into an extra draw to win some Amazon vouchers. And then the final deadline is the 26th of November. So that means that the draw will be done before Christmas and all the lucky winners will be able to have a lot of extra money this Christmas, hopefully.
Fantastic. I could even take a week off. So, Lorraine, how much are the tickets?
£1 a ticket.
Oh, that's nice and easy, isn't it? And the website that they can buy them from is sfh.org.uk. Is that right?
That's right. If you go there, you'll see it all on the homepage. So it's nice and easy for people to access.
Fantastic. So does all the money go towards the prize? Obviously, St Francis Hospice has to keep some of this because it's a money-raising thing for St Francis Hospice themselves, isn't it?
Absolutely. So the money that people donate will go towards the hospice, and we're asking people, you know, to buy any amount of tickets that they can afford. But we're saying that if you buy 24 tickets, and that can help towards an hour of care on our ward, which is obviously a great help for us.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So you need as much money. I know it's something like £8 million a year or £11 million a year, I think it is recently, I was told.
That's right.
You need to raise this. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds a week. So somebody wants to just help the hospice and possibly as a sideline, win some money as well, sfh.org.uk, and go and enter the winter raffle. Now, Anita, I know you want to talk to me about, have I got the name right? It's Vlad, someone that's very close to St Francis Hospice's heart.
He is, and Vlad is a wonderful young man and his family, and they've been sort of involved in our raffle appeal, and they are the sort of family who really supported our appeal because they have an amazing story to share. We've met with Vlad and we've met with his amazing mum and dad and also the care home where he lives. Now, Vlad's quite an unusual story to share with the hospice, because most people, when they think of hospice care, they often have lots of misconceptions. But Vlad, he's a young man, he's only 24, and he has cerebral palsy, and it's not a condition often people think of as one of your typical sort of end of life conditions, but it's a life limiting condition. And Vlad was really, really suffered during lockdown. And he lives in a care home in the community, as I've said. And often people don't really realise that we actually go out and care in the community for our patients and families, because actually 85% of our care is in the community.
Yeah.
And with Vlad and his family, he really struggled because he wasn't able to see. We heard all these awful stories, didn't we, on the news, but people in care homes weren't able to see their families.
Yeah,
and this really was so difficult for Vlad, because he also has learning difficulties. He can't speak. He can't express himself. And sadly, the only way he could express himself was by pulling out his feeding tube.
Oh, wow.
He was such a clever young man, he learned that if he pulled his tube, that meant he would be admitted to hospital where he'd get to see his parents.
Oh, wow.
It was so difficult. So during the lockdown, and this happened, was on a weekly basis, his parents were absolutely frantic because he was losing so much weight.
I can imagine they were.
Absolutely. And the care home was really struggling because, you know, he's such a complex case. And it was actually the nutrition team at Queen's knew about the hospice, knew about our multidisciplinary team and what they can do for people. And they referred Vlad. And initially, this really frightened his family because they thought that meant that Vlad was dying. And that's a real common sort of misconception about the hospice, that the word hospice, we know, still does, you know, frighten people.
Yeah,
but
it does.
They managed to sort of help the family understand that actually we had that specialism that could really help Vlad, because he was such a complex case. And we were so delighted that our care team worked together, brought all the professionals together, and got everybody communicating, and really got Vlad's health back on track. And it turned this young man's life around. Also, not just for Vlad, but also his family, who
yeah,
really,
imagine. Yeah.
really feared they were losing their son. And in reality, they were coming close. So now he's back. He's back at, you know, he's back and he's a happy. He's such a cheeky, you know, lovely young man. And he's, you know, everybody who meets him gets is so fond of him because he's just got such a beautiful nature. And that's why everyone really knew he wasn't himself when all this was going on and wanted to seriously, you know, help this young man. But so, yeah, so he's got his health back on track. And another big thing that the hospice really did for this care home and for Vlad was their education team came into the home and helped them to use some specialist equipment that would could really help him in times of emergencies, equipment that wouldn't traditionally be used on a young man in the home he was in. So they were really, really valuable in helping them to manage his condition so that he, it prevented it. And since that's happened, there's been no further hospital admissions, no emergency admissions. He is content. The care home are now better equipped to care for him, and his family are just, you know, they just, you know, they can't, you know, they can't tell us enough how much they believe would save their son's life. So it's, you know, we're hoping that his story through the raffle will really inspire people to really want to support us, because we need, our services do go very, very wide in what we're able to do and the support we provide. Yeah, we can do a lot more than what people realise. And I suppose by sharing stories like Vaz, it sort of helps people understand that, because his family said as well, they never believed a hospice could help people like their son. That was one of their things. So,
well, let's try and get you some more money in so you can help some more people. The website address is sfh.org.uk. The winter raffle, what was the top prize again, Lorraine?
£8,000.
Oh, what a lovely amount of money that was. If you fancy winning that and helping St Francis Hospice at the same time, go to sfh.org.uk. Even if you just want to donate a pound, every pound note matters. Ladies, thank you so much for coming on this morning. And fingers crossed you get loads of people into this and you'll get loads of money in.
Amazing. Thanks for having us. Mike.